Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 9. What to do with problem of sinful flesh. What I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. It is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. Zero wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is a very bothersome mistake made by many in thinking that when they are converted, their old sinful flesh is blotted out. In other words, they think that they are to be delivered from the flesh by having it taken away from them altogether. Then when they find this is not so, that the same old flesh with its inclinations, besetments, enticements, is still there, they become discouraged and think they were not converted at all. If they would think a little, they ought to see that that is all a mistake. Did you not have the same body, the same flesh and bones and blood, after you were converted as before? Everybody will promptly say, yes. Further, was not that flesh of the same quality as before, still natural flesh? Yes. Is it not still sinful flesh as it was before? To this last question many are inclined to answer no, when it must be a decided yes. And this yes must be maintained so long as we continue in this natural body. The converted person is so thoroughly convinced that in his flesh dwells no good thing that he will never allow a shadow of confidence in the flesh. His sole dependence is upon something other than the flesh, upon the Holy Spirit of God. Being everlastingly watchful, suspicious, and thoroughly distrustful of the flesh, he is prepared to beat back and crush down without mercy every impulse or suggestion that may arise from it. So he does not fail or become discouraged, but goes on from victory to victory, and from strength to strength.